USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Impeachment is an itch that doesn't go away with just one scratch.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking on the House floor. President Donald Trump is the first president in history to be impeached twice by the U.S. House. The final vote was 232 to 197, 10 Republicans joining Democrats in approving of the latest impeachment against the president. One of those Republicans, Congressman Liz Cheney, is facing calls to be kicked out of her position as the number three Republican in the House after she voted for impeaching a president. A poll just out from the McLaughlin Group shows that 60% of voters in battleground states viewed Democrats impeaching President Trump a second time as a waste of time. The poll saying lawmakers should be focused on COVID relief and not impeaching President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate won't meet early to accept articles of impeachment against President Trump. Now, regarding if the Senate will impeach President Trump, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie tells ABC's Good Morning America it's anyone's guess.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you can never, I'm going to put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you asked me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
Stocks holding steady on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow falling 8 points to end the day at 3160, the S&P gaining 9 to close at 3810, the NASDAQ rose 57. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A week removed and the FBI is updating us on the rioters at the Capitol.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected to be opened. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail, to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol, to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Lawmakers in North Dakota have introduced a bill to require priests to report knowledge or suspicion of abuse, even if it means violating the seal of the confessional. Christopher Dodson, executive director and general counsel for the North Dakota Catholic Conference, calling the bill a violation of our religious freedom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.